This speaker from Wisconsin talks at the end about how nasal this particular dialect can be. It is really quite tight in its sound, although he talks about trying to be clear so he doesn't come across as mumbling too much. What you hear again is a fairly flat tune on the whole in this dialect, but with quite a lot of upward inflection pitching. That seems to be really quite common amongst a lot of American dialects now.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you let your tongue run away with you when the low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chafe the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him? Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. I am originally from southern Wisconsin, around Madison area. And I've spent a lot of time up in the Door County region of Wisconsin, which is on the shores of Lake Michigan. The Wisconsin accent, at least I've always been told, has quite a nasal quality, and we over-enunciate a lot of our consonants and vowels. Some of our A's tend to be fairly hard and long, but I also work for a theater company in Door County that does original musical theater that deals with Wisconsin culture. So there's a lot of influence of sort of the cross between the Upper accent in Upper Michigan and the Minnesota accent and of course the Wisconsin accent. But there's a large Germanic population in Wisconsin, as well as Belgian and Irish and Polish. So there's a lot of round vowels and a lot of nasal quality that comes along with that. I always think that my voice sounds a little too nasally and high for my own taste when I hear it, but when I usually speak, I try to speak as clear as possible because I know I mumble. And I was always probably told that by my mom, who also mumbles.